Last week was insane. Like, this, it was, this was a huge moment in my life. I will remember this, honestly, forever. Last week, I brought to you the insane, incredible, fantastic, wonderful news that we are getting a new colleague on the third floor because we work with News Talk, right? Mm-hmm. That new colleague is going to be Claire Byrne.
Wowee.
I am obsessed with Claire Byrne. I think she's fantastic. I think she's the smartest person in the country.
Oh, she's such a
queen.
She's
an incredible radio show, incredible at TV, and I just absolutely love her. She was my pandemic. I watched her like the time. She was fantastic.
She was. And there's personality there as well, and you always hear reviews from people she interviews that she's so kind and warm. She's just top tier.
So I was putting it up, we were talking about it on the show last week, and I was saying, you know what, we need to be serious for Claire Byrne. I don't want you guys to embarrass me. We should be wearing business suits. And we shouldn't be playing music anymore.
I refute
that exactly. If I could just finish my point, please. Mm-hmm. You know, all that kind of stuff, because that Claire Byrne absolutely loves. I wanted to be like that. Anyway, that was all fine, well and good. We were happy out. And because I think I was so excited, the video guys here in Spin put up the video of me talking about Claire Byrne. I was a bit like, oh my God, this is like, this is gas. Like, it's also maybe a bit embarrassing at how excited I was.
Little fella, all excited.
Anyway, I'm looking at the video. I'm like, I hope Claire doesn't think this is too weird, right? Do you know what I mean? If she sees it.
I just want to be her friend.
I just kind of want to be her friend. Like, anyway, I go and I'm like, I wonder, has she like seen it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so I go and I click on the likes, and she's liked the video.
Oh,
and she's liked it, right? It's huge.
God.
It's so cool.
You
so
can imagine her having a little chuckle.
Claire Byrne has seen my face.
I'd say a smile crossed her lips. Claire Byrne has perceived you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely huge.
It's fantastic. And so then I was just like, oh, this is cool. And I was like, kind of screenshotting, you know, that Claire had liked the video. And I was sending it to everyone. And then 10 minutes later, I'm on Instagram and the notification comes through. Claire Byrne has followed you.
Now.
Oh my God, she wants to be best friends. Okay, this is crazy.
We were saying, like, you know, last week when you brought this up, like, you need to work really hard at this friendship. She starts here in January. We were saying by next summer, we'd love the idea of you and your girlfriend Pippa and Claire and her partner, you know, out for
double
dinner
dates
together.
Yeah.
Going to the cinema, going to this event together. That's the level of friendship I crave for you.
I'd also love for her to be like on her show on News Talk when she starts and being like, we need a young person's opinion on this. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't get one. We'll get David. Do you know what I mean? You know, first name basis kind of people.
Like,
you
know,
and she could just DM you being like, can you pop in for a minute?
Exactly.
You know?
So I was thinking, you know, is there a potential for a friendship on the cards? Also, Claire, I'm so sorry if this freaks you out. If you want me to stop at any point, you just message me. It's the word stop.
Use your friends.
But if you want to be friends, that's fantastic too. But I was kind of thinking of ways that we could potentially become friends. Now, I wanted you to cast your mind back to probably about a year and a half ago where, I think maybe it was a year and a half ago, maybe it was longer, maybe it was shorter, but Simon Harris became the Taoiseach, right? And Simon Harris follows Emma Nolan on Instagram. So we were trying to bait Simon Harris to respond to one of Emma's Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. So we put up things like, oh, does anyone know a host for Simon Says? We want to have the biggest game in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? Anyone want
to
host?
We got views for a full week.
Yeah, Simon viewed every single story that we put up. Me in a Fine Gael bikini. It was fantastic.
But we had no dice.
No response.
Have a bit of crack.
But I think Claire Byrne might be a bit more crack. And I think she might see an Instagram story that is very clearly a baited Instagram story and respond to it. So I've come up with what I think is the perfect Instagram story to just put up on my story. And hopefully she'll see it and respond. So by the way,
play it cool. It's as if now in a dating term, you know what I mean? Which obviously this is not. But if there was flirting going on Instagram, you would want to play it cool. You can't message her right now.
Exactly.
You need to get her to message you.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah. So that's my point. So I thought of the best thing to put up on my Instagram story for her to see it and then hopefully respond to it.
Okay. Go on.
So by the way, if you see it, it's at Mr. David Hammond. If you see it on Instagram, it's not for you. Okay,
it's for Claire.
Mm-hmm. But we just want to start off the relationship, you know, with her being like, hey, I can sort this or I can help you with this. Yeah. So this is my idea for what to put up on my Instagram story. Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. haha.
Very
and nice. Then maybe nice little question box.
Yeah.
And she could, you know, maybe respond or...
She could even say like, oh, Dave, I'm there in January. I'll sit you down and go through it with
yeah.
you or something.
Yeah, yes, okay, exactly. Cool. Something like that would be the dream,
here's
honestly.
My number. Give me a call.
So yeah, anyone know loads about you. Brexit, question mark? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party.
Look, it's good. It's good. But I did see recently that Claire Byrne was making a lot of headlines because she revealed she hoovers her dog. Mm. Her dog is this lab. He's called Cooper. He's beautiful. And essentially, she put this up on Instagram that she hoovers the dog before the shedding even starts because he loves it.
That's excellent.
He always rubs
only
himself.
Claire.
You know? Oh, Claire, she's
he
just
always, like rubs himself up against the Hoover and she was like, just start hoovering. Yeah. And he's obsessed. So
she's a busy woman. She's a working mother.
Yeah.
So we were thinking what you could put up instead. Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to hoover him with?
Oh.
Henry ain't up for it. Because she'd love a brand recommendation. She wants to help the people.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, interesting. So we have... So it is good. I'm also like... I kind of like mine. So I... Give me it one more time.
Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to hoover him with? Henry okay. ain't up to it.
Okay, you listening, what do you think? Brexit or dog? What should I put up on Instagram to like bait Claire Byrne into responding back to it and so that we could be friends?
Cool. Two very different vibes.
087-711-103. I have, anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. And you guys have...
My dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to hoover him up with?
087-711-103.
And let's be clear on this. Whatever you decide on, is it Brexit or dog, in a WhatsApp now, will go on Dave's Instagram story in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's happening.
And you need to get this online and we need to see what happens.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You have your say. What do you think is more effective in baiting Claire Byrne? What is my life? Even saying that sentence. 087-711-1038. Vote on WhatsApp for Brexit or for dog.
Please.
It's as simple as that.
That Claire doesn't have you on mute.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll be so sad.
Brexit or dog on a WhatsApp. Hopefully he'll be besties with her in no time.
In 2026, Claire Byrne is joining News Talk. And I'm very excited because we work in the same building as News Talk, okay? And basically, we were talking about it last week. We put the video up. Claire Byrne followed me on Instagram.
Huge.
And I'm thinking there's a potential friendship there.
Dave is obsessed.
Absolutely obsessed. I just think she's a fantastic woman. I think she's fantastic what she does. And I think we'd be good friends. And I also like being friends with smart people because it makes you smarter.
It does. You know it uplifts you.
So then I was like, if I put something, I don't want to, she followed me on Instagram. I didn't want to like message her then there. I thought that'd be a bit too weird. Mm. So what I decided to do was put something up on my story to kind of bait her to respond to me.
Yes,
if,
smart.
Like given that she hasn't muted me. She hasn't muted me.
All you probably want to do at that point if she does respond is go, hey, I'm so excited to work with you.
Yeah.
But I'd love to grab a coffee with you when
exactly.
you start.
Exactly.
Something like that,
something
you know?
Something like that, yeah. So my what I put forward was, this was put on my Instagram story and hopefully she'll respond to it. Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. Right.
Okay.
So that was my idea to put up on my story within the next couple of minutes. But you guys came with another idea.
Yep. So we had said...
Basically, she has this dog called Cooper and she went viral recently because she hoovers the dog,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And this got made a load of headlines all around the country. We were like, we need to tap into that angle, I think.
So we thought, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best hoover to hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
Okay, very good.
The thing what it is, Claire doesn't know you have a dog, but that doesn't really matter right
no.
now.
Yeah.
And you can borrow one of ours.
Claire doesn't know my dog's dead, so...
You had to go there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like, so I'm like, but I just feel like I need to say, because my family are going to see this and be like, we don't have
it'd
a dog.
It'd be weird to hoover him now.
Did we not tell David
yeah,
the dog
yeah,
died
yeah.
in December?
Wouldn't be great.
Basically, you've been voting for either Brexit or dog, and whatever wins is going to go live on Dave's Instagram story at Mr. David Hammond
yes,
in the next few minutes.
Yes, at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram.
So Amy is there first. What's the crack? What are you saying? Dog or Brexit?
Morning. Dog, I think, is definitely the best.
Yes.
Dog is good. Okay.
Ah, you're dead right, Amy.
Okay, Amy. That's one marketing for dog. Thank you very much, Amy. Have a great day.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Gemma's there as well. What do you think, Gemma? Dog or Brexit?
Dog. Definitely dog.
Gemma.
Okay, really?
A lot
okay.
of them in for the dog this
any,
morning.
Any reason, Gemma?
It's far more personal. I don't think Brexit is really relevant anymore.
Yeah.
So definitely dog.
Yeah, oh, Gemma read you for Phil.
No, yeah. But
it's just, been nearly 10 years.
I just
Dave.
Thought because, you know, I didn't know a lot about it kind of. You know what I mean?
Okay, Gemma, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gemma.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, looks like dog is really taking
I'm getting a vibe of what people want, yeah.
Chloe is there as well. What do you think? Throw up the one about the dog or the one about Brexit?
I'm voting for dog.
You're voting for dog as well. Okay.
Why so?
Because politics.
Meh.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you need to say.
Politics all the time.
Yeah.
And that's dog. It's kind of something you could bond over.
That's a really good point, yeah. Chloe. Really.
And dog
good
is more specific to her because I don't know anyone else who hoovers their dog.
Yeah.
Whereas Brexit could be a bit more wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Chloe. That's voted for and locked in. Thanks, Mill.
Thanks, Chloe.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye. 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 Okay, right. Dave.
I'm getting a little bit nervous here, but
you can rob a picture of Seamus or Danish
whichever
if you want.
You want.
Yeah, could we change dogs. Like my mate's dog? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay,
no,
great,
no.
Fantastic. I'll just really confuse all my
stakes
family and friends.
Just lower
them. You know that I don't have a dog.
Hide them all from the story. Make it visible to just Claire.
Okay.
Rebecca Vardy vibes.
Mm. All right, so what do you think? Final thoughts, dog or Brexit? 0877 11 1038. Voice notes are welcome. If you've just joined us, I'm trying to bait Claire Byrne into responding to me. What do I put up on my Instagram story? Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm late to the party. Or should I put up this?
Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
Recently, she was seen hoovering her own dog and her dog just loves it. Get in touch. Final thoughts. Dog or Brexit? 087 711 103.
As I said on the show last week and this morning, we're getting a new colleague downstairs in the third floor, which is News Talk's floor. We work with News Talk. And it's going to be Claire Byrne. I'm so excited because I love Claire Byrne so much. She's absolutely fantastic. So I'm trying to kind of get a friendship going. She followed me on Instagram last week. Huge news. Okay, so now I'm trying to bait her to respond to my story so that I can be like, hey, by the way, excited to work with you, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to message her first. I don't want to be
No.
So we've been trying to figure out what should I put up on my Instagram story. Should I put up something about Brexit, which I thought was actually quite clever, and it was basically saying, you know, anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. # I'm a bit late to the party. But just because I thought she knows so much about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yous came with a better one about kind of her dog and her Hoover. And
yeah, so basically she was viral months ago making headlines for hoovering her dog Cooper, and we were like, let's play on that, I think, a little bit.
So we said, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
Mm. All right. So you've been voting for dog
or Brexit.
Brexit. Shelley was in touch.
I don't think you should say your dog if you don't have one, because if you do get friendly, like, how's your dog? And you're just lying.
Genius.
And
I'll get a dog.
Just wouldn't look good in the end. Do you know what I mean? We'd say, oh, I didn't have a dog.
I think, Shelley, if we get to the point of them actually becoming friends, he'll just get a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just have to get a dog.
No bother.
That's fine. That's
a good detail,
guys,
though. Well done, Shelley.
The results are in. Dave's Instagram, Mr. David Hammond, is going to post this photo. He's robbed a photo of my dog, Seamus. So that'll do just fine.
I've also pasted a photo of me into the photo, just so I'm like,
just to make
hey,
it look more
this is what I look like for when you start. Do you know what I mean?
Well
just
done.
In case she, just in case she's muted me.
Well, here, there's not much really to say. 92% of Dublin say, Dave, you need to go ahead with the dog picture.
Oh, for God's sake.
Get it up there now.
Here we go.
So, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know how the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it. And so I'm going to post this
now. You did not just post that photo.
I just
did my dog.
You did the Funderland tracksuit picture.
I did, yeah. So at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram, if you want to see the story, and if my family's listening, please don't be very confused as to what's going on.
Also, what you could do if you do follow Dave, right? Maybe is you could forward that story to Claire Byrne.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you could do that,
or you could under the box be like, please share answers dying to know, just to show that there's engagement.
Yeah.
Are you hating your life?
I'm actually just so nervous. No, I'm already getting a load of laugh react, so at least people know.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for my uncles to text me like, Dave, I have bad news. Your dog's dead 7 months.